God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This is Brother Hutchings inviting the listeners to another Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. And here now is Brother Jerry.
Well, Brother Hutchings, today we're to the lengthy chapter 11 in the book of Daniel. In just a moment, we'll hear Southwest Radio's Vice President Kenneth Hill reading the passages of Scripture, and then I'll be asking Brother Hutchings questions based on what God's Word says. This series of programs is based upon Brother Hutchings' newly updated commentary, Daniel the Prophet, which you can get through this ministry, and I'll tell you how to do that at the close of the program. But here now is Dr. Hill reading chapter 11.
Also I, in the first year of Darius the Mede, even I stood to confirm and to strengthen him. And now will I show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all. And by his strength, through his riches, he shall stir up all against the realm of Grecia. And a mighty king shall stand up, that shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will. And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken and shall be divided toward the four winds of heaven, and not to his posterity, nor according to his dominion which he ruled. For his kingdom shall be plucked up even for others beside those. And the king of the south shall be strong, and one of his princes, he shall be strong above him and have dominion. His dominion shall be a great dominion. And in the end of years they shall join themselves together. For the king's daughter of the south shall come to the king of the north and make an agreement, but she shall not retain the power of the arm, neither shall he stand nor his arm, but she shall be given up. And they that brought her, and he that begat her, and he that strengthened her in these times. But out of a branch of a root shall one stand up in his estate, which shall come with an army, and shall enter into the fortress of the king of the north, and shall deal against them, and shall prevail, and shall also carry captives into Egypt their gods, with their princes, and with their precious vessels of silver and gold, and he shall continue more years than the king of the north. So the king of the south shall come into his kingdom and shall return into his own land. But his sons shall be stirred up and shall assemble a multitude of great forces, and one shall certainly come and overflow and pass through. Then shall he return and be stirred up even to his fortress. And the king of the south shall be moved with choler, and shall come forth and fight with him, even with the king of the north. And he shall set forth a great multitude, but the multitude shall be given into his hand. And when he hath taken away the multitude, his heart shall be lifted up, and he shall cast down many thousands, but shall not be strengthened by it. For the king of the north shall return, and shall set forth a multitude greater than the former, and shall certainly come after certain years with a great army and with much riches. And in those times there shall be many stand up against the king of the south. Also the robbers of thy people shall exalt themselves to establish the vision, but they shall fall. So the king of the north shall come, and cast up a mount, and take the most fenced cities. And the arms of the south shall not withstand, neither his chosen people, neither shall there be any strength to withstand. But he that cometh against him shall do according to his own will, and none shall stand before him. And he shall stand in the glorious land which by his hand shall be consumed. He shall also set his face to enter with the strength of his whole kingdom, and upright ones with him. Thus shall he do, and he shall give him the daughters of women corrupting her, but she shall not stand on his side, neither before him. After this shall he turn his face unto the isles, and shall take many. But a prince for his own behalf shall cause the reproach offered by him to cease. Without his own reproach he shall cause it to turn upon him. Then he shall turn his face toward the fort of his own land, but he shall stumble and fall and not be found. Then shall stand up in his estate a raiser of taxes in the glory of the kingdom. But within a few days he shall be destroyed, neither in anger nor in battle. And in his estate shall stand up a vile person to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. And with the arms of a flood shall they be overflown from before him, and shall be broken, yea, also the prince of the covenant, And after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully, for he shall come and shall become strong with a small people. He shall enter peaceably even upon the fattest of the province, and he shall do that which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. He shall scatter among them the prey and spoil and riches, yea, and he shall forecast his devices against the strongholds even for a time. And he shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army, and the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with a very great and mighty army. But he shall not stand, for they shall forecast devices against him. Yea, they that feed the portion of his meat shall destroy him, and his army shall overflow, and many shall fall down slain. And both these kings' hearts shall be to do mischief, and they shall speak lies at one table. But it shall not prosper, for yet the end shall be at the time appointed. Then shall he return into his land with great riches, and his heart shall be against the holy covenant. And he shall do exploits and return to his own land. At the time appointed he shall return and come toward the south, but it shall not be as the former or as the latter. For the ships of Chittim shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved and return and have indignation against the holy covenant. So shall he do. He shall even return and have intelligence with them that forsake the holy covenant. And arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice. And they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. Yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame, by captivity and by spoil many days. Now when they shall fall, they shall be holpen with a little help. But many shall cleave to them with flatteries. And some of them understanding shall fall, to try them, and to purge, and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself, and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. For that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. Thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen, and with many ships. And he shall enter into the countries, and shall overflow and pass over. He shall enter also into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown. But these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab and the chief of the children of Ammon. He shall stretch forth his hand upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. But he shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver, and over the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. But tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make them away. And he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him.
And that was Dr. Kenneth Hill reading chapter 11. Brother Hutchings, where do we begin this commentary on the book of Daniel?
First, I'd like to comment about the first 35 verses that Brother Hill has read of the 11th chapter. Now, on the program today, it would be impossible to give a commentary on this entire chapter of Daniel. Now, the first 33, 34 verses deals with the time of the vision given to Daniel by the certain man he speaks about, up until the time of the Roman occupation, even going through the reign of Antiochus Epiphanes of Syria and what he did in relation to the Jews. But now, if you go through these first 34 verses, Daniel is informed by the certain man that all these things were going to happen in relation to Israel up until the time of the end. Of course, when you get into verse 35, it mentions the time of the end, and any time in Daniel when it speaks of the time of the end, you're going into the 70th prophetic week. But you know, Brother Jerry, God did not speak to Israel through the prophets for 400 years. And these first 34 verses here in chapter 11 cover much of these 400 years. And there is no biblical history there of what happened. So you have to go to the book of Josephus and other books, the book of Maccabees, which are extra-biblical books, to find out what happened during this 400 years. But Daniel is told what would happen in relation to Israel and how they would be trodden down even during this period of 400 years up until the time of Christ. And in my book on Daniel, I go to these extra biblical books and point out how Daniel was told exactly what was going to happen to Israel during these 400 extra years. That's what makes this 11th chapter so amazing. And we don't have time to go into that today because we're trying to cover one chapter, a program. We cover this in the book. And I show you exactly in the book. Now, you read about the Ptolemies, the Seleucuses, how Egypt and Syria would fight and Jerusalem would be trodden down and the Jews killed. And you read also about the place of women during this time. You'll read about Bernice, you'll read about Cleopatra. Both of those were mentioned in these first 34 verses here in the 11th chapter. Those of you who get my book will see how every prophecy in the 11th chapter was fulfilled. But now we come to the time of the end, and I'm going to ask you, Brother Jerry, to read verses 32 through 35 once again.
And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. Yet they shall fall by the sword, and by flame, by captivity, and by spoil many days. Now when they shall fall, they shall be holpen with little help. But many shall cleave to them with flatteries. And some of them of understanding shall fall to try them, and to purge, and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed.
Now, Daniel is informed that even from the time of Antiochus Epiphanes to the time of the end, and also that would include the days of the Roman Empire up to 70 AD, when Israel ceased to be a nation and they were scattered into all the world as slaves, and over a million of them were killed. Daniel tells us that the Jews would be taken captive. Their properties would be made spoils of plunder, and many would fall by the sword. Others would be deceived and used deceitfully, and they would be a plague upon all the face of the earth until the very end of the age, meaning the 70th prophetic week. When you come to the scriptures here where it says the end of the age, you're going into the 70th prophetic week. He covers all the way over the church age, but he indicates here that even in all this time, the Jews would be scattered all over the world, plundered with no home. And this has happened, just as prophecy given to Daniel here in the 11th chapter. Now, in verses 33 through 35, it is declared that the appearance of the ships of Chittim, that would be the Roman Navy, and that's how Rome came in at that particular time, and what happened during the Roman siege. Now, from verse 35, where it says the time of the end, again, the prophecy skips all the way over the dispensation of grace to the 70th prophetic week. And from our own time here, the 11th chapter of Daniel changes from history to prophecy. Now, that is where we stand now. We're looking at prophecy when we get to the time of the end. Therefore, we move into the future from where we are right now, Brother Jerry, as we read verse 36, and I'm going to have you read that.
Verse 36 says, "And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done."
Thus far in our study of Daniel, we have brought out many things about the Antichrist, his nature, and his empire. It is difficult to say anything about him without being repetitious. Nevertheless, let us glean some additional truths about the coming world ruler from verse 36. Now, number one, we read, "The king will do according to his will." The king, as stated in the preceding verses, of course, is looking forward to the coming Antichrist. We notice next that this willful king will exalt himself above every god. There are several movements afoot today to bring all religions under one theocratic roof. That's taking place right now. The fact that the willful king of Daniel 11:36 will also be the Antichrist is proved by Revelation 13:15, where we read that all the world will worship him, and he will exalt himself above every god. Daniel is told about this. Now, number three, we read that this willful king will prosper. This dictator's kingdom will prosper, and he will enlarge his dominion, and he will overcome all opposition. This will be the abomination that maketh deathless his standing in the temple of God at Jerusalem, showing himself to all the world that he is the God of all gods. Now, the Jews will flee from the land, as we read in Matthew 24, also in Revelation 12, and it will become desolate, and it will not rain for 3.5 years, and this will be a terrible time that Daniel was told that there would never be a time like it in the world before. And Jesus also repeated that prophecy. Today, the world is turning its back on Christ, and the world today is looking for an Antichrist, someone who is supposedly going to heal all the world's problems, stop all war, get rid of hunger, get rid of disease. Seem like we hear this promise being made by someone today. We continue on, Brother Jerry, and would you read verse 37?
"Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all."
Of course, there are some characteristics of the Antichrist in this chapter that are not given in other places or enlarged upon. And there are many Bible scholars who contend the Antichrist will be a Jew because of the statement that he will not regard the God of his fathers. Also, it is brought out that in order for the Jews to accept the Antichrist as the Messiah, he would have to be one of their own people and have evidently credentials that he is in the lineage of David. We have also discussed the possibility that the Antichrist could be Judas for several reasons, that Judas is called the Son of Perdition, and he went into his own place. Some believe that. The Antichrist, of course, will come out of the bottomless pit, we are told. He will have the power of Satan. Of course, some believe that he will be the president of the European Union, that he will come out of the revived Roman Empire. Of course, there are others today who believe that he could be an Arab or a Muslim, and he would not regard the God of his fathers. Maybe he would be a renegade Muslim. But in any event, we see here some of the added characteristics of the Antichrist as he will appear. But continue on and read the next verse.
But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver, and with precious stones and pleasant things.
The words "in his estate" mean "in his place." This means that in the place of the God of his people, he will pay honor to another God. This strange God is called the God of forces. And the word there for forces is energy. Or, you know, we could use nuclear power there, or atomic weapons. So he may have control of the world's atomic weapons, or at least use them, because we are told that after the abomination of desolation that much of the world will be made desolate. We read about all green grass being burned up, one-third of the trees. So there may be a hidden meaning there. We see many things here in chapter 11 about the Antichrist that we are not told in other chapters. But we do not have time on the program today to complete the study of this chapter, and this has only been a superficial study, so you'll just have to get my book in order to get a full explanation of chapter 11, because it is one of the most important chapters in the Bible.
You're absolutely right, Brother Hutchings, and to understand it more fully, get the 336-page book, Daniel the Prophet. One copy for a gift of $15. Through this month, we're also offering the Revelation for Today book in appreciation of your $15 gift, but after this week, the gift amount will go back to its normal level. If you want both commentaries, the gift amount is $25. And of course, don't forget the 12 programs on tape or CD. Get them for an offering of $30, or get a copy of Daniel the Prophet and the programs on tape or CD for a $40 contribution. To make your gift and request all or any of these valuable resources, call 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008, or visit the website at swrc.com. When you call, if you're not on our mail list, ask for a copy of the 50% off book clearance. It lists a good number of books that we're making available now at half the regular gift amount. We also want to remind you of the Heartland Bible and Prophecy Conference set for Oklahoma City, August 16th through the 18th. We've invited outstanding speakers like Larry Bates, Bill Federer, Alan Franklin, the Southwest Radio crew, and others. Pre-register, and you won't have to pay the registration fee at the door. Call 1-800-652-1144 to let us know you're coming. It's time for a Bible in the News report over most of these stations. Join us tomorrow for the conclusion of the Daniel series on your Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. It's time for Southwest Radio Ministries' Bible in the News report, a feature of your Watchman on the Wall program. I'm Jerry Giltner. I'll be bringing you today's report. The time bomb that is the Middle East may be about ready to explode. At least that appears to be the attitude of the Israeli government. In a recent story posted on the internet website of Jerusalem Post, we're told that Israel is making plans to inform the public about what individuals and families need to do in the event of an attack. We're quoting now from jpost.com, May 31st, 2007. Quote, With Iran racing toward nuclear power and IDF preparations for the possibility of a conflict with Syria and Hezbollah in high gear, the Home Front Command plans to launch a publicity campaign to prepare the public for war. Within a few weeks, it intends to inform the public about what people need to do in the event of attack. The campaign was not connected to a specific event or threat, but was meant to brace the public for war in general, senior IDF officer said. Our job is to prepare for an all-out war, Colonel Hilik Sofer, head of the Home Front Command Population Division, told the Jerusalem Post. Several weeks ago, the Home Front Command distributed pamphlets in Netivot and Ashkelon explaining how to behave during a Qassam attack. Both cities are within 15 kilometers of the Gaza Strip. The IDF has deployed early warning systems outside Netivot and Ashkelon. They've not been activated pending government approval. We know that the Palestinians have Qassams that can reach 12-kilometer distances and even farther, Sofer said. And even though Qassams have yet to fall there, we'd best be prepared. In March, the Home Front Command, the Israel Police, Megan David Adam, the Fire and Rescue Services, and other emergency services held a two-day exercise throughout the country that dealt with extreme scenarios, including mega terrorist attacks and non-conventional missile attacks. The drill was the country's largest ever and implemented lessons from the Second Lebanon War last summer. Close quotes. The threat of attack on Israel by its enemy neighbors brings to mind a psalm. We read, quote, "For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, Come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance." That's Psalm 83, verses 2 through 4. Israel's enemies have proclaimed such rhetoric in recent days. And that's today's Bible in the News report, a presentation of Southwest Radio Ministries. These reports, as well as questions and answers, are published each month in a booklet. If you'd like a copy of that booklet, you may call, write, or visit our website to place your order. Please include a gift of $3 to help with the shipping and handling. The number to call is 1-800-652-1144. Let me repeat the number for you, 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma 73008, or visit the website at swrc.com. Join us for the next Watchman on the Wall program and a Bible in the News report or question and answer over this radio station.